Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Hello and welcome. It's our number 4, a crispy critter, the original recipe, hour 4, as we are sky high with joy on this 16th day of May, this Thursday. And I'm going to do it. It's low-hanging fruit. I'll do it. I'm not that interested, but I'll do it. I'm doing it. What is your favorite part of NFL schedule release day? Try to keep it together. Total geekdom, right? Total geekdom. I get it. I understand. Also, did Greg Olsen get a raw deal from Fox Sports? Travis Kelce said Greg Olsen got a raw deal. Kevin O'Connell, that's a football coach, says the Vikings have no concerns over Justin Jefferson's contract's problem, if you want to call it that. He has 1 year left, and then he's free to roam around the NFL. Do you believe the Viking coach? We'll get to all of that and much more right now. Have a wonderful Thursday. Here it is, hour number 4. It's all a bunch of noise. It is all just a bunch of noise. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere, musketeers, as we take a catnap coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and blowtorchily powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the buzzer as we play to the buzzer. We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. Our guy Spicoli from Chapel Hill almost drove that many miles to the Maller meet and greet. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. So our lead this hour coming from the calendar app on your phone. It is low-hanging fruit, which is the most delicious fruit. It is that time of the year. The NFL schedule has been released. Release the hounds, and the hounds have been released. Very exciting for some of you. All week, we have been getting little leaks, a matchup here, a matchup there. But now we have the full Monty, the full Monty. Did you consume any of this content? Does this interest you at all? I know my guy Eddie's very interested in that. Perhaps you missed it, though. Patrick Mahomes and Kansas City trying for their third consecutive Super Bowl. They'll kick off the season as the traditional Super Bowl champ does on Thursday, September 5th, hosting Lamar Jackson and the Ravens. Now, Monday Night Football's opener, that is 4 days later on September 9th, will have Aaron Rodgers, assuming he makes it through that game, and he will play the NFL's runner-up, the 49ers. So there's a lot to unpack if you're inclined. This is what we're going to talk about for a few minutes anyway. So the question, I'm going to be Benny Brightside. What is your favorite part of the NFL schedule release? What's your favorite part? So I've got bike shedding, Buzz Lightyear, and Fruit Loops. And we will combine all of these things together, and we'll play the blame game is what we're going to play. So to kick off here, I find it amusing. I think that's the right word. I find it amusing that so many people obsess with the matchups when we have known since the NFL season ended who's playing who. We didn't know the dates, but we knew who you're going to play. If you're in Kansas City, for example, you know you're going to play the AFC West team. So that, boom, that's a lot of the games. And then you also know in the rotation who you're going to play. And based on the standings, those other games that are added in, you still know the dates. Okay, and I get it if you're worried about having to play the Bills in Buffalo or the Dolphins in Miami early in the year when it's really hot in September, the Bills in December when it's snowing, that's an issue. Okay, I understand that. I get that part of it. But everyone's going to play the same number of games, right? And I, if you're planning a vacation, like Eddie plans his vacation during the NFL season, he leaves the show to go to an NFL game every year. And so, okay, fine. But to spend valuable time obsessing and worrying about the breakdown of games is myopic madness is what it is. It's just myopic madness. And I get that much of what we do is rather frivolous in the big picture. I mean, we're here talking about overpaid athletes and sports teams that price gouge us as fans, right? And just nickel and dime us like the NFL with all these streaming services. It's absurd. So it's understandable, I guess is the word. But nevertheless, worrying about your team's schedule is next level bike shedding. That is a term, the law of triviality. Focusing on a minor issue. Again, everyone's going to play 17 games. Most will be on Sunday. You might have one or two on Thursday or Monday. The Chiefs have a game on Wednesday and also a game on Friday, but they're abnormal. They're an outlier. My favorite part is the confession, because the NFL schedule release, I've been doing this a long time, it is a confessional. Who are the cool kids and who's got the cooties? Just like elementary school, the winner, 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 chicken dinner of the popularity contest, that would be the Jets, 49ers, and Cowboys. They all have six primetime games. Now, New York, who actually plays in New Jersey, they stand out. I don't know if you saw this or not. Television loves Aaron Rodgers, and they're betting that Rodgers is going to stay healthy. Now, look at the schedule. The Jets have the most primetime games during the first 11 weeks of the season in NFL history. Not only that, they sucked last year. They have six primetime games in the first 11 weeks of the NFL schedule. The Jets. You know who their backup quarterback is? Tyrod Taylor. We could be seeing a lot of Tyrod Taylor in primetime games. Now, remember, they also, I believe the NFL, unless they change the rule, they're not allowed to flex out games at the beginning part of the year. So you're stuck with the Jets. You're going to get the Jets. Now, close behind the 49ers, Jets, and Cowboys with six primetime games, the other cool teams, the Chiefs, Bills, Packers, Lions, Bengals, Ravens, Eagles, Dolphins, and Rams, they all have five primetime matchups, so they're getting a lot of attention. Now, those teams are at the top, but what about the other ones? What about the crumble bums? That would be the Colts, the Patriots, the Cardinals, and the Titans. They only have one primetime game all season. One. Now, the parasite of parasites of the NFL, your Carolina Panthers, who have as many primetime games as you and I have, zero. Bupkis, none. Because they have had the worst record in the NFL back-to-back and belly-to-belly. So they're not sexy and they're not interesting, other than when the owner fires the coach every six games. That's somewhat interesting, but that doesn't necessarily rise to the level of compelling television. Now, furthermore, Broadcasting drama-o-rama. We're going to call this one Travis Kelce, who has a fledgling podcast and is going to host a game show and a bunch of other crap because he happens to be hanging out with a very famous woman. So Travis Kelce is standing up for Greg Olson. A lot of bleeding heart bloggers writing about Greg Olson, who has been demoted. Greg Olson demoted as no longer top NFL analyst. Tom Brady replaced him. Speaking on his fledgling podcast, Travis Kelce said, quote, "They kind of did him dirty over there at Fox." Olson, according to what I read, took a $7 million pay cut. He was making $10 million, and now he's going to make like $3 million. So did Greg Olson get a raw deal? According to Travis Kelce, he did. Did he get a raw deal being demoted on the NFL on Fox broadcast team? So I'm going to shake my head no on this. There's two ways to look at this. There's the way of looking at it like he got screwed, and there's a way of looking at it, he had no business being a number one broadcaster, and they gave him a great opportunity, and fine, he did an okay job, but he should have never had the opportunity. So my answer is no. Travis Kelce also is a biased witness. He's besties with Olson. Olson knew the deal. He knew that Brady was supposed to take over right away, and Brady threw a curveball, from what I understand, at the Fox executives and said, no, I'm a diva and I need a sabbatical because God forbid I go broadcast games and have half the week off every week. Greg Olson, in this situation, was a Buzz Lightyear Band-Aid. Fox had a boo-boo. Tom Brady zigged when he was supposed to zag. He wasn't going to do the games. And Greg Olson was given a great mitzvah. He had temporary solution, like a little bandage with a Buzz Lightyear cartoon on it. And I get that some people thought Olson was good. I thought he was fine. I didn't think this was the second coming of Charles Barkley or the reincarnation of John Madden. I didn't get that vibe. And I will also point out that while it is true that nobody tunes in for broadcasters, and that was proven by Greg Olson, and when Fox did a Cowboy game, people watched, and they had the highest rated game, and when they didn't do a Cowboy game, it was 50-50. People tuned in for the matchup. The thing that was told to me by someone that works in television, that the audience doesn't matter for broadcasters other than Charles Barkley and a few others, John Madden, you could argue, but even that, I wonder how many people, I tune in for Barkley, but I think I'm abnormal. I don't know how many other people tune in. Anyway, the people that buy ad time, which are the most important people, more important people than me and more important people than you, the people that are in the ad community in Madison Avenue that have their parties in the Hamptons, they're the ones that like to schmooze with the broadcasters, and they like the big name. Tom Brady is going to make a bunch of money here, and part of his responsibility is to go play grab ass with the advertisers. That's part of the deal. And so Charles Barkley missed an assignment. I'll give you an example. Barkley missed an assignment this week because he went to the TNT up front in Manhattan where all the advertising people show up and decide where they're going to buy spots, commercials. And Barkley, that was such an important thing for Turner that Barkley missed work to go kiss the ass of the people by ad time on broadcast. All right, last thing. We head now to Minnesota, the Twin Cities. That is where Viking coach Kevin O'Connell recently did an interview and said that he has no concerns about Justin Jefferson's contract. He said everything's going to get worked out. Jefferson is due, I think, almost $20 million, $19.7 million. That's almost 20. $19.7 million on his fifth-year option. He is scheduled, though, to become free from contractual obligations in 2025. So, again, Coach Kevin O'Connell saying the Vikings have no concerns over Justin Jefferson's contract. Do you believe him? No. I was told by someone that is much smarter than me that a deal is not a deal until the deal is ratified and signed. And that until then, you can say you're going to get a deal. You can promise you're going to get a deal. But until you have the DocuSign, it's not a deal. And he's saying there is nothing to see here, but O'Connell, what he's really doing is channeling the beloved Fruit Loops mascot, Toucan Sam, parroting the company line. Okay, that's what he's doing. He's parroting the company line, just like Toucan Sam from Fruit Loops. And I would say, do not count your wide receiver until they hatch the contract. And the reality is, I look at the Vikings here, and that team could go any direction. That is a helter-skelter situation in Minnesota. Because Kirk Cousins ain't walking back through that door, and if he does, he's wearing a Falcon logo on his helmet. Justin Jefferson, at the start of the year, will likely be playing with Sam Darnold. At some point, J.J. McCarthy will take over, who passed the ball about 8 times a game at Michigan. They hid the quarterback, and yet he was able to hornswoggle and bamboozle these NFL teams that he was a top 15 pick in the draft. So if things go bad, if Darnold plays like Sam Darnold and starts seeing ghosts, and J.J. McCarthy can't play, how much you want to bet Jefferson has a conniption fit, and all of a sudden he starts skating on thin ice there, he doesn't want to play, he's like, wait a minute, and then the Vikings have to have crisis management, like, what do we do? And there is a history in Minnesota with different executives of trading Randy Moss to the Raiders and Stephon Diggs to Buffalo. That's kind of what they do. That's kind of their thing there. That's how they operate. It is the Ben Maller Show. That is how we operate in these parts. If you would like to be part, speakeasy rules are in effect. You can be part of the program, call up, scream, shout, yell, all that good stuff. And we'll take your calls also on X at Ben Maller. At Ben Maller. We have some creepy content. We'll get to that in a little bit. Also, we'll have Puck the World with Eddie Garcia. We'll get to that. And we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of the 5th Hour with Ben Maller. It would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is the 5th Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of the Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to the 5th Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing! I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, No hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com. That's Zyn.com to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
The Ben Maller Show never fails to amaze with all kinds of freaks of nature. Show your support for the oddities of the overnight. Our patented blend of 11 herbs and audio spices like Ask Ben and Sports Jeopardy fill up the content plate. You can follow your host on Facebook, facebook.com/Ben Maller Show, and on Instagram at Ben Maller on Fox. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
We do get mail. It's delivered by the Pony Express, and every once in a while we actually see the mail. I mentioned a few days ago Spicoli, our buddy in Chapel Hill, who showed up at the Maller meet and greet. We've met him. He brought donuts in, but Spicoli sent me a very cool Smokey the Bear hat the other day. I want to thank him again. And we got a box, a mystery box. What's in the box? Did you hear about this, Eddie?
Yes, we did. I just went in and looked at these things that were sent to us.
It's very kind, but we were not 100% sure who sent them. We think it was Romy, not Jim Rome, but Romy, who sent them in. But there was no name on the box. So we don't know for sure that it was him, but somebody very kind sent us a nice collection of high-end flashlights. So when the big one hits, Eddie, we'll be good. We'll be good, right?
I'm not even kidding about this. My wife is going to be incredibly excited. She loves to prepare for disasters. we have an earthquake kit in the garage.
Yeah,
it's got extra dog
rations.
Food, everything. Yep.
Okay.
If he's ready.
Just waiting for the big one.
Yeah.
So this is very, and these are rechargeable, which is great. You don't have to worry about the batteries, right? But what if you don't charge them and then something bad happens? You're kind of screwed, right? Probably so. But that's cool.
Still,
you don't have to
worry
about the battery.
No, my wife's going to be thrilled about this. She's going to love this.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah,
and one of these flashlights, I mean, is about the size of a baseball bat. You could do some damage if you need to with somebody.
Yeah, and there's a light-up beanie. Did you see that, Eddie? A light-up beanie I saw.
Is that the one you want, Ben?
I saw the headgear kind of thing.
Headgear? Yeah. Oh, yeah, there's a headgear. I think I already have a headgear, and I don't need a beanie, really, so I'll probably... I'd go with the big one. I think probably the big one. But I don't know. What's that? Nobody can see this, so what's the point of talking
There's
about
four of the big ones, four okay. of the little white ones, and then two of the beanies and two of the headlamps.
Huh.
But the beanie also has a light in it. So if your ears get cold and you're really blind, it's probably kinda, really
good
for you.
I got to tell you, Lorena, I'd feel very masculine wearing the beanie.
I'm sure
light.
You'd
would. That's a very masculine thing to wear, is a beanie with a light. That's a
you
very
could
cool
wear it to bed if you'd like.
I don't know about that.
Cozy.
I don't know. I want to wear the beanie to bed, but it gets very cold in L.A. It gets very cold in the winter. My God, it gets down to like 62 degrees. It's ridiculously cold. So anyway, thank you. We think Romy, but whoever sent that, we thank you. I'll take some calls here in a sec, resetting my board. But we have the creepy quarterback making creepy news yet again, Deshaun Watson.
Uh-oh.
Deshaun Watson got a giant tattoo. What do you think the tattoo was? Do you see this, Eddie?
No, I didn't.
You did not. All right, he got one of these giant tattoos, which is fine. If you're a tattoo person, that's not my thing, but whatever floats your boat, I don't care. So this was such a big tattoo that it popped up on TMZ. They say that he spent a total of 9 hours to get the tattoo. You want to take a guess what the tattoo was of, Eddie?
I'm going to go Jesus Christ.
Giant back tattoo.
Massage table.
Massage table.
His dog. A portrait of his dog.
No, you're all wrong. Deshaun Watson got a giant back tattoo that took 9 hours of his girlfriend's face. Not his wife's face.
Wow.
His girlfriend's face.
Stop it.
Yes.
He has a wife and a girlfriend?
Well, no, he doesn't have a wife. Oh. He has, I don't know. He has a girlfriend who's not his wife, but that's, I guess you got to do that when you got 20 massage therapists and you're in the happy baby yoga pose on the
Would
side.
Would you
there.
Rather get the giant tattoo like he did or the giant diamond ring like Kobe did for Vanessa?
Oh, yeah, Kobe went with the flying through some dark clouds right now and then had the ring. Remember that? Yeah. I'd go ring. I got to tell you, I'd go more the ring. What about you, Eddie? You go giant tattoo?
I mean, if I could afford it, I'd go ring, yeah.
But the giant tattoos are very expensive also.
Not as expensive as a giant diamond ring.
Well, how much is a really high-end tattoo that takes hours and hours and hours to do? Is that, well, I don't even know how much that would be. Is that, that's thousands of dollars? Is that how much that is? But if you have a high-end massage therapist, is it more than that? I don't know, but this thing, you got to look this up, man. This is wild. Now, he has the NFL logo there. He's got a lot going on. There's a lot going on that back. A lot of different stuff there, but there's the girlfriend. Now, how awkward is it going to be if they don't get married and they break up, and then he's going to go, I assume he'll be seeing someone else. That'd be a little tough, right? A little bit?
No? Yeah, I mean, it seems like a very bad idea. But then again, he makes the greatest decisions in the world either.
As the Queen of Hearts, it says that if you get a tattoo of the person, either their face or their name, it is bad luck.
All right. Well, he knows a thing or two about bad luck. Not financially, though. Financially,
he's... Boy, that is quite the back.
Yeah, you're seeing it now. You're looking at the back.
Goodness. There's a...
Yeah, there's no real estate available.
No, it's all tattoo. Taken. There's nothing left there.
And I do credit him putting the NFL logo. The amount of money he's stealing from the NFL, I would put the logo of the NFL on my back also. Yeah. If I was a tattoo person.
Is that her on the left there, on the like the left scapula?
I'm looking at a photo. Of course, the story that I see has her in a bikini.
Oh, he's got Martin Luther King on there. That's nice.
Okay. Yeah. MLK had some fun too. I think she's on. I don't know, I read a book. I apparently had a good time too. I read.
He's wearing.
What's that?
MLK's got a baseball cap on. It says "I have a dream" on it.
Yes, that was branding, Eddie. MLK was branding. He had a gift shop, and I never saw
a picture of him with a baseball cap on. That's something. Okay.
Yeah, he was trying to move product, and he was an influencer on social media before it existed.
And then he's got these weird looking doll kind of things in the middle there. I don't know what in the hell that is.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that is. And then there's also, I assume that's the street kind of the street sign. That's where he kind of grew up.
That would be my guess. Yeah,
I don't know where he grew up. Legendary, I think the legendary is underneath the girlfriend.
I think that's the girlfriend. Yeah.
And then what are the weird dolls in the middle?
I don't know.
It looks like one of them's wearing Mickey Mouse pants.
Yeah.
But then it's not Mickey Mouse.
No, it's like
they're like EDM things. I'm pretty sure.
Oh. We're old. We don't know what that is.
EDM elephants.
I still don't know what that is.
I see a Forever Strong thing. He looks like he has the L on his right arm from Laverne and Shirley. That's an accurate reference. Doesn't it look like an L on his right arm?
I'm sure that's exactly what that is, yes.
Is there the globe below Martin Luther King? Is there the globe there? I think it looks like a globe. Not a well-done globe, but there's a globe.
Yes, there is.
Oh, there's an astronaut.
Yeah, there is an astronaut.
He likes outer space. Who knew? Deshaun Watson likes outer space. We've got is that like a leaf of weed at the bottom there?
No, that's a snowflake.
It says Watson on it. So
yeah, it's a Watson. It looks like okay.
And then he's got like championship rings from I guess his Clemson days.
Yeah, because
there's another snowflake up. There's two more snowflakes. Three more snowflakes.
Oh,
and they all have names on them.
Dietrich and is it?
Tyreek?
Yeah. Tyreek, it looks like, yeah.
And Taisha.
And then there's a Forever Strong. I don't know what that is there. And there's a diamond with 444 on it.
So this is bad news for the Cleveland Browns, I'll tell you why. There's no room for him to put a championship ring from the NFL.
I mean,
he can't win one now because he spent too much money on these other tattoos.
He's saving the front, I guess. I don't know.
Shouldn't he have been practicing, Eddie? What was he doing getting tattoos all offseason? My God. Do you think he got a deal? I bet you he got a deal. He's like, listen, I'm going to promote this tattoo guy.
And oh, for sure. Oh, you know what? You know what else he's got there?
What's that?
Bottom right, Popeye.
Hold on, let me check. Bottom right. Oh, you're right. Is that?
It's Popeye.
Popeye the Sailor Man. I thought he was too old, too young for Popeye. Popeye's our we were Popeye people.
Eh? Even before us, really, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we watched the reruns, but.
I'm guessing that's his mom up there in the top right?
Yeah, I think so. Probably.
I thought that was his girlfriend at first.
Oh, well, not with the money he's got. No, but she's a lovely lady. My apologies to her. Anyway, all right.
Can I bring up a fun fact, Ben?
Yes, fun fact,
Lorena.
Hit the fun fact, Lorena.
Oh, my God. Ben Maller, fun fact.
Ben Maller Show, fun fact. Kubaloo.
All right, so now I don't think you've mentioned this story at all. Because why would you? But it kind of broke when you were on vacation.
Okay.
So you saw that.
I was on assignment, Coop. I had a family event.
Yes. You saw that Glenn Big Baby Davis got sentenced to 40 months in jail?
Yes. I did see that.
So here's the fun fact.
Okay.
He actually went to one of the local poker games that I go to.
Oh.
Yes.
Is that right?
Like, it was about, I'd say maybe about 5 or 6 months ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, he'll be playing a different kind of poker for the next couple of years. And, but that's fine.
And I don't know if I'm like breaking trust by saying this, but I'm not like dropping any
Did he lose a lot of money?
No. Well, from what I understand, he comes in and he's like, what's the max buy-in? And they said, oh, you can buy into whatever like the biggest stack on the table right now is, which it's usually like a couple to a few thousand dollars at these games.
Yeah.
And then you bought in for $300.
Oh, that's it. Okay.
Yes.
Has he run out of money?
I don't know.
Doesn't he get a pension? He played in the NBA a pretty long time. He played with the Clippers when he was washed up, but
I would imagine
so. How's he? I mean, is he going to be a little baby when he gets out? No longer big baby.
Well, that's why I saw that he talked to TMZ and said he was planning on like getting yoked in prison.
Oh, okay. Well, shouldn't he just eat a lot of, you're allowed, from what, I don't know, I'm not an expert. We had a lot of boys that have been in prison that are fans of the show, and you guys in prison, when you get out, let me know. But from what I understand, if you have money, you can buy extra food, like better quality food.
Oh, yeah. What's that called? It's commissary? Is that what that's called?
Yeah, I don't think that's the actual term. But yeah, there's something like that where you can get extra food.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zen 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zen nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zen isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com, that's Z-Y-N.com, to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
When I was in South Carolina, there was a golf tournament in Myrtle Beach that was going on. I did not watch a second of it, but it was happening. It is the Ben Maller Show as we are rolling through the overnight. You know what also rolls? Horses. Thoroughbred Racing has a new independent regulator, HISA, that is implementing comprehensive reforms in the sport, is combining hands-on care with cutting-edge technology to help keep its athletes safe. To learn more, visit safetyrunsfirst.com. That's safetyrunsfirst.com. Back over to Eddie we go. It is hockey. And we puck the world with Eddie Garcia. Mr. Hockey, Eddie Garcia.
All right, thank you, Ben. In the first round of the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs, we saw 5 of the 8 series wrap up in 5 games or less. Now, there were a pair of game sevens that kind of saved what was a lackluster first round. However, the second round is still going on, and we have yet to have a team advance into the conference finals. All 4 series are going at least 6 games. You've got the Oilers and Canucks. They're tied at 2-2. Only 2 Canadian teams still remaining in the playoffs. They've alternated wins, and each game's been decided by 1 goal. Story of this series has been goaltending due to injuries. The top 2 goalies for Vancouver are out. They've had to turn to rookie Artis Shelofs, who has held his own so far. And meanwhile, the Oilers bench their starter Stuart Skinner. They turned to backup Calvin Pickard in game 4. He got the win in his first career playoff start, and now again, it's a best of 3. Game 6 in Vancouver on Thursday. Rangers lead the Hurricanes 3-2. Game 6 coming up Thursday in North Carolina. New York, the President's Trophy winners with the top record in the regular season. The number 1 seed in the East had won 7 in a row and were on the verge of a second straight series sweep, but Carolina has rebounded. They've won the last 2 games to stay alive. Stars lead the Avalanche 3-2. Colorado winning last night to stay alive and force a game 6 back in Denver. Avalanche are going the rest of the way, though, without their leading goal scorer, Valeri Nichushkin, suspended without pay for a minimum of 6 months after violating the terms of the league's player assistance program that he was in. He had 9 goals in 8 games this postseason, tied with Zach Hyman of the Oilers for the most this postseason. Last but not least, we have the Panthers leading the Bruins 3-2. This game has been contentious and controversial. The series, I should say. Game 3, Boston captain and agitator Brad Marchand punched in the face by Florida's Sam Bennett on a play that most thought was just a routine hit. The reverse angle, though, showed the next day the video came out that Bennett intentionally punched him in the face and injured Marchand. He hasn't played since. Game 4, then Bennett, who wasn't suspended, center of controversy when he scored the tying goal after he pushed Boston's Charlie Coyle into Bruins goalie Jeremy Swayman and then put in the loose puck. That's supposed to be illegal, but for some reason, the War Room in Toronto upheld the call on the ice of a good goal, and the Panthers go on to win it 3-2. Game 6 coming up on Friday in Boston, and Marchand may be back in the lineup for the Bruins in that one. In related news, Bruins general manager Don Sweeney held a press conference in response to the controversy officiating in the series, called for the league to have game officials or the league's supervisor of officials made available after games to explain why calls were made. made during the game. And finally, we still have coaching vacancies to be filled in New Jersey, Seattle, San Jose, Winnipeg, and Toronto. Craig Berube, former Stanley Cup winning coach in St. Louis, has interviewed for the Leafs, Devils, Jets, and Senators job. And Todd McClellan, the former LA Kings coach, has apparently interviewed for the Toronto job as well. And that is your Puck the World report.
All right, Eddie. Also, a TV station in Utah has conducted their own poll trying to figure out what the name of the Utah hockey team is. So they've asked their viewers to vote. They had an initial round of voting. They eliminated the names Frost, Powder, Hockey Club, Caribou, Glaciers, Canyons, Freeze, Squall, Ice, Blast, High, Venom. I actually like Venom. I think that'd be kind of cool and funny because Utah, you don't think of Venom. But the top two are Utah Mammoth, and Utah Yeti.
Yeah.
Those are the top two.
Woo! That's right.
Come on, Lorena.
If this TV station polling is accurate. Now, when can we vote? I want to vote. I'm not from Utah. Am I allowed to vote, Eddie?
I think you can vote now, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, you can.
Where do I vote?
It's online. I can send the link out. You can vote for, I think, three or four different names, but you can only vote one time.
Okay.
I can't believe this is happening.
It's going to happen. Well, you're going to get a jersey from the Pry Daddy.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
I think he's going to send you a jersey. Somebody said
I said I would buy her a jersey.
Eddie said she was Eddie, yeah.
There you go. All right. Yeah, you're getting shoes from that woman basketball player.
What?
Buying me the Caitlin Clarks.
Yeah, the Caitlin Clark shoes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Pry Daddy.
He was the one who sent us the Tasty Cakes, right?
Yeah. Lorena, have you ever gotten this much free crap working in radio?
No.
It's the one of the perks of the overnight, Lorena.
Yeah, people love
I usually
it.
Just get well, free really radio love. T-shirts.
Now, they stopped making those years ago. I have a closet full of them, but they don't even make those. We used to get Fox Sports Radio swag. We don't make that anymore.
It's because they all end up at Goodwill.
Wow. Rob Parker, though, he knows a guy. Rob can hook you up. He'll get you the swag. Straight ahead, we are going to have, whether you like it or not, we are going to have Fact or Fiction. If you'd like to be one of our celebrity panelists, you can call up right now, 877-99 on Fox. That's 877-996-6369. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Are you above average? Podcast listeners consume 105 more minutes of audio per day than the average American. The Ben Maller Show is broadcast overnight, then repackaged in a shiny pod box with limited commercial interruption. It's available on the iHeart app and wherever you get your podcasts. Just follow the show and give us a golden review. Enlarge the Maller Militia. Or Militia. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Please transmit immediately.
Tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies.
Is it fact or fiction?
Let's face some raw facts.
Lies, 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 yeah.
On the Ben Maller Show.
And away we go on Fact or Fiction. We have a celebrity panel of judges that will form together for an amazing Voltron-like experience. Let's welcome them. We say hello to the power couple back from their European vacation, Leslie and Jack the Judge. Hello, Leslie. Good morning.
Good morning, Ben. I mean, bonjour.
That's right. How was it? Everything fun? You have a good time down there in France?
Oh, yeah. Wonderful.
Wonderful. All right. Have you been there before, or was this your first trip?
Yes, a number of times. And boy, are they getting ready for the Olympics in Paris.
Yeah, I heard they're cleaning up. They're cleaning up the water around there, right? The dirty river there. They're cleaning up.
Well, they're also putting up outdoor arenas all over the place.
All right, your tax dollars at work if you're in France. All right, but I'm glad you had a good time. I'm gonna have to go there someday. My wife's gonna drag me there, Leslie. So I'm gonna have to go. Hold on.
Better go. It's so wonderful.
All right, Milkman Mike is in Colorado. Hello, Milkman Mike.
Hey, good morning. The Nuggets are one step closer to getting back to that championship.
Yep, Nugget propaganda from Milkman Mike. Hold on, buddy. We have Daniel in Fort Wayne. Hello, Daniel.
Good morning, Ben. How we doing?
If I was any better, I would have to move because my neighbors were a-holes, but I did not. That was you. That's you that had to do it. Yes.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. You are the Chamber of Commerce guy from Fort Wayne. We have Blind Scott from the north end of Boston. Hello, Blind Scott.
hey, the Nuggets suck. There's a reason why they only won 55 games this year. Hey, Denver sucks too. They call it Menver because all men live there. It's like a huge sausage party 24/7. They're a terrible team. I don't even think they make the finals. The Celtics are going to sweep everybody. They're running the table. They're the best NBA team ever.
You're warming up. You're warming up for the Octagon. If the Celtics get to the finals, we'll decide it. Celtic fan versus whoever's in the West, if that's the matchup. All right, Scott, hold on, buddy. And we have Dan. We already said hello to Danny. We have Strip Club John. Is he there? Does he want to be part of this? Hello, Strip Club John from Cleveland, where the Cadavers met their demise.
Yes, it was the press he made at the club last night.
Well, that could be good for you. If guys are depressed, they might spend a little more money on the entertainment.
One thing about the strip club, if you're happy, you're spending money. If you're sad, you're spending money.
That is true. Yeah, that's true. All right. Hold on. You just don't want apathy. You probably hate asexual people, strip club, John, right? Because they're not good for business. Yeah. All right, hold on a sec. Three stories. Figure out which of the three is not true. Story number one, Shaquille O'Neal getting into the candy game. Shaq recently revealing to the tabloids there that he'll be releasing his own line of gummies called Shaqalicious XL Gummies. Peach, berry, punch, orange, all flavored gummies shaped like Shaq's head. Unless that's not true. And Caitlin Clark Fever, Can You Catch It? A movie chronicling Caitlin Clark's rise to stardom, currently in development in Hollywood. The movie titled Game Changer has not cast Caitlin Clark's character yet, but will star Jane Lynch as Iowa coach Lisa Blutter, I believe is her name. And story number three, true crime meets the NFL. A documentary in the works, a story of infamous Chiefs fan, Chiefsaholic, the guy going around robbing banks to buy tickets and whatnot. The documentary called Chiefsaholic, A Wolf in Chiefs Clothing, will tell the story of Xavier Babadar, who rose to nationwide fame. He robbed 11 banks in 7 states. Those are the three stories. Which of them is not true? One of them is. One of them is not true. Can you separate fiction from fact? Let's go to power couple, Leslie. 1, 2, or 3, Leslie?
1.
All right, Milk. Thank you. Milkman Mike, 1, 2, or 3, Milkman?
You know, Blind Scott is going to be like the Celtics. He's going to come up short. It's number 3.
All right, Blind Scott, 1, 2, or 3, Scotty?
Hey, Milkman, I'm going to milk your team so bad.
All right, you're out. Daniel in Fort Wayne, what's the answer, Daniel?
In celebration of our 9th wedding anniversary, number two.
It is number two. Sorry, Strip Club John. Blind Scott. Number two.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five.
High Five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.